There we go. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. Thank you, Whitney. Glad you joined us today on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you, including Alderman James Kappelman and Richard Thayil. How are you guys?
Love talking with you, Steve.
Okay. Richard, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Steve.
All right, so Alderman James Kappelman, 46th Ward, we are not going to talk politics today, and you're probably grateful for that. I will say one thing. The 46th Ward, in a sense, has two aldermen for the price of one, because I know how much Richard Thayil is involved in the community and has always been for so many years around Uptown and into Lakeview. And I am grateful for your service, Alderman Kappelman, and for that matter, Richard Thayil. And happy Father's Day to you both.
Thanks. Actually, he was supposed to run for alderman. We drew straws and I lost.
Well, I'm sure you might feel that way today more than a couple of years ago. But that's
thanks for your kind words. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So you are both husband, and I thought it would be interesting to talk about your perspective, because I'm going to ask some questions that may be stupid questions. But being straight, it's just stuff I don't know, and I don't know what it's like to walk in your shoes. I'll start here. What does LGBT month mean to you, Richard? You first.
It means so much, actually. I turned 13 on the day of the Stonewall riot, and I never, I look back at that and think, oh my gosh, that was a very historic day. But it took me some time to actually come out. But June is such a happy month for so many reasons, but really because of the Pride celebrations.
How is it, James, that or Alderman Kappelman, that you came out, and at what point in time did you realize in your life that you weren't like a whole lot of people and are special in a different way?
I was 5 years old.
What? Really?
I was 5 years old, and I was playing with my sister's doll. And an adult caught me doing that and said I was a sissy. And I remember very clearly, I know exactly what happened, and my world changed. I was very embarrassed about myself. Even going to a swimming pool, I would wear a shirt. And I remember every day, I was a very religious Catholic, and I would pray every day for God to change me, to make me different. I didn't really know what homosexuality was, but I knew there was a defect in my character at the time.
At least that was your perspective. And how about you?
That was my perspective.
Yeah, Richard?
Well, it's funny because you think back. I didn't really deal with it as well until I was probably in my 20s. But then now I think back at earlier times in my life where, oh, that's what was going on with me. And I didn't, as James said, I didn't know what it was. And I was different, and I didn't quite understand. No, I didn't quite know. If that makes sense, like some of the things that James was talking about, or I look back at some experiences and think, oh, that's okay. That's why I was going through that. Those were the thoughts going through my mind. I didn't recognize that until it was much later in life.
Mm-hmm. James, you come from a very, very large family. I happen to know you just mentioned a religious family. How did you come out to them, and how was it accepted?
I came out to them I was in a religious order for a while, and it was actually a great place to kind of hide, but it was while I was in the religious order that I really came to terms that I was gay. I still was fine being in a religious order, but when I left the religious order, my mom said, well, now that you're out, when are you getting married? And she happened to ask me on Pride Day, 1991. Huh. And I said, well, let's talk about that. And I told her. Some of my family just really affirmed it and were just incredible. Some were very angry and refused to speak to me. But, I believe firmly in maintaining relationships with them and communicating with them. And now my brothers and sisters are very, very affirming. My sister, who was the most opposed to my relationship with Richard, sent us a Valentine's Day card last Valentine's Day. So she's incredible.
Hmm. Richard, same question for you.
Yeah, I'm also from Catholic family, not quite as large as James, but they've actually responded really well. Once they saw how happy I was in a relationship with James, and you know, we kind of put two and two together. My mom, not so much. It took her a while to come around, but she's been fantastic. And we always joke that she likes James more than she likes me.
How long have you guys been together?
Well, this October 19th, it will be 30 years.
Wow. Now, that is more than most married couples have been together, statistically, right? So what is the secret? I'm not going to ask you this question, James. Richard, what is the secret to living with this guy?
Not fair.
I know.
A lot of patience on both sides.
Yes.
Of the equation. I know it's a really good question. We ask ourselves sometimes, but we just have a lot of, you know, we're just very fair to each other, and we're very patient with each other and recognize it. You know, we all have flaws, but we really work on issues that we've had together, and we're very much a team now. And it has been for many, many years now.
Now, James, the answer I just heard from Richard really sounds like, if I were to ask, you know, someone who's straight, what's your secret to a successful marriage after three decades, I'd hear a similar type of answer. Is it the same, or are there some differences?
Believe it or not, I think it's identical. It really is. We've also kind of joked, one thing that helped us is, I'm always right, and Richard always gets his way. That seems to help. But you know what? Every married couple or couple, you don't have to be married, but every couple has to find what works for them. And it takes a lot of work, but it's worth it. Richard is my other half. He's my other half, and his family is my family now.
But when you decided to run for public office, let me back up. I don't know that you had plans or ambition to run for public office, but
never.
Right. But when you got married, would you have ever have thought that you could run for public office and be married to a man?
Never in a million years. When we were together in 1991, politics was the furthest thing from my mind, and the idea of being able to be legally married was also the furthest from my mind. I mean, back then, to be openly gay and to run for public office was just, it would be unheard of. Today, I mean, in the 46th Ward, we have an alderman, a mayor, a state rep, and a state senator, all members of the LGBT community. Today, in 2021, that was not at all possible 20 years ago.
Well, and being called a sissy when you were 5 years old, you said, that must have not been the only time that people just said things, and maybe they still are. I want to hear about that when we come back on WGN with Alderman James Kappelman and Richard Thayil. They're up in the 46th Ward. I'm here near the Chicago River on WGN. Steve Dale on WGN. We're talking to Alderman James Kappelman. We're talking to Richard Thayil, who are husband and husband. Is that the right way to say it, Richard?
That's perfect. That's perfect. That's what I say.
All right. So here's what I ask. I'll ask James Kappelman first. Are there still misconceptions, things that people say, maybe somewhat frequently, that you just roll your eyes or think, how could they think that somehow?
One thing I hear occasionally is, okay, which one of you is the woman in the relationship?
Yeah.
And my response is, you know, if one of us was going to be the woman, then we would be a straight couple. I would be married to a woman. We're both men in this relationship.
Do you think that sometimes there are examples of relationships where someone is more feminine, and that is where that comes from?
You know, I think that might be part of it. And through the years, what we're finding about relationships and what I'm learning about relationships is that it's so fluid, and every couple has to work that out for themselves. But for us, we're both men, and we're attracted to each other, and we're glad we're both men.
All right. But I ask you the same question, Richard. And again, it may seem like a silly question, but what misconceptions do you think that people have, or things that people, I mean, you're both very public figures, and I'll tell you, being in public, and Alderman Keppelman, you know this as well as anybody. I mean, I get emails that say, what? You know, I mean, where did you get that from? You know, I'm not talking about that, but you do hear from people and you do communicate a lot with people and your leaders in the neighborhood. Richard, anything that you hear frequently from people who may not mean harm, they just don't know.
Today, and it's not a silly question at all. It's a really fair question. I from time to time, I get people who refer to me as his partner or your partner, and I think they're not sure whether to say spouse. They're not sure if it's okay to say husband. They're not really quite sure what would be appropriate.
What is appropriate?
And I get that. And I think it's kind of respectful for the most part. They're not trying to
right.
be disrespectful. They're just they're not quite sure what to say. And they're not there yet to be able to say, oh, he's your husband or you're his husband.
So what should we say?
You know what? I always go with whatever's most comfortable for people. I don't want to make somebody say husband. I'm fine with partner, whatever you're comfortable with.
But husband is right. Okay. Is it not or not?
Oh, it is. It's fine.
Yeah. So I
use it all the time.
So LGBT month, is this a really great thing? Is it a nice thing? Richard, what if anything, does it mean to you?
It's such a celebration. And it's kind of, you know, we have holidays, we have birthdays, we have, you know, family events and things like that. But this is such a special group of people coming together to really, it's a sense of pride. And maybe that's a pat phrase, but it really does give me a sense of pride that I am living an honest life. I am honest with myself, and I feel very proud that I can share that with the neighborhood where I live and everyone in it and my families. I say that with James's family and my family.
All right. So
we couldn't be more supportive. Yeah.
This radio station is very supportive of LGBT and also has participated in the Gay Pride Parade now for many years. And I've participated also in that parade, which will again go by my house or right near it. However, this year, not until October, which I'll ask you about in a moment. And you see all these corporations that are supporting and spending a lot of money on their floats and doing all this stuff. And also all the people acting crazy, celebrating a million people or more sometimes show up for this thing, right? Does it disturb you in any way that these corporations are spending money without acting the act in reality at the workplace in some cases, and that the people celebrating it may not even care or know what they're really celebrating?
You know, I am aware that happens. I still like the idea of them being openly supportive. Stating it, even though they may not be doing it, I think in time they will. I mean, at the time I came out as a gay man, we had the AIDS crisis. We didn't have a president. He would not say the word gay. And we were, you know, so many of my, close to half of my friends died. And there was a saying called silence equals death. And Richard and I, when we had a, we had our we say happy anniversaries because we not only have our October 19th, 1991 is our real anniversary, but we have an anniversary of doing our power of attorney, anniversary of our domestic partnership for Cook County, for Chicago. We have our civil union and we have our marriage. We fought really hard for this, and it means so much to us. So I'll take anything I can get.
But that's kind of my that's kind of my question. I mean, what you just said is so impactful. And Richard, do you think it's lost on some people, or they just it's not anyone's fault? They just don't know as they're screaming hooray, hooray, and doing all the crazy things they do in the parade that are fun, but don't know the story behind the suffering, really, that that was so much there, and I would argue is still there in a lot of places.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is they don't know the history or what you know what people have gone through, but we want it to be I want it to be a joyous occasion, and I hope that in time that they learn or at least gain more knowledge about what a struggle it was and still continues to be.
How so?
Well, the you know the trans community. There's so much that there's so many. Such struggles I go through that it's just it really opened up my opened up my eyes. I just so many issues that I never thought about, like which bathroom can I use or can they use? What a horrible thing that must! I just never dawned on me. It took me a long time to go, oh my gosh, I never really thought about that. How what a powerful thing that. It must be for them.
Well,
so that's something that really sticks to me right now.
Yeah, and I understand. And I also think of all the teens that are still booted, and you know more about this than
yeah,
I do,
sure.
That are booted out of their homes because they've come out, and you know they're from all over the country, not necessarily only Chicago, but they land here. You guys are terrific. If people only knew all of what you do for the community in and around Uptown, Alderman James Kappelman, Richard Fail, thank you so much for doing this, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. And best to your wife, Robin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Steve.